Oh, g'day. It's Tony, is it? Oh, Tony. Yeah, I'm Simon Chu. I've had my Forester in there some time ago, and I actually had a booking for a service some months ago, and unfortunately, I ended up with jury duty, and I had to cancel that. So yeah, I just was looking to reschedule that. The service. Yeah, it needs a service. It's been a while. Yeah, go. Yeah. Sure. G'day, Warwick, is it? Sure, no worries. No worries. So what I'm trying to do is book a service, yeah? No, well, I see, this is the confusing part. There's several confusions here. One is that I had booked one in some months ago, and I ended up with jury duty, which we had to cancel because I couldn't get it in, of course. All right, my phone number is 0419 327272. And there's another complication in that since you saw the car the first time, it actually has a different rego now because I've got a custom plate on it. So whatever's in your system, if you've got the old rego in your system, you need to change that for that car. Okay. Okay. So do you see the car? It's a 80, sorry, 2009 Subaru Forester XT Turbo. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me grab that because I think they're going to need the car of the week over the Christmas. So, let me grab that. Thursday the 27th, you say? Well, no, it's I don't know if it is. Let me just go through the issues. I mean, there's a few things. One thing I know for a fact is complicated because Tony reckons it was a nightmare. So Thursday, 27 November. In what time of day do you want me to have it in? You want it in by 8 o'clock. Okay. So just going through what it is. One is so it needs a service. I suspect it's drinking oil. I seem to be replacing oil more regularly than, so I'm worried about things like seals and other things. Okay. Oh, gee. Over the course of 2 or 3 months, I might have to put a bottle of oil, like one of those. I might put half a bottle of oil in. Like I don't think you should have to put that much in at that regularity. I don't see puddles or anything, but it's not staining or dripping. Oh yeah, the ones that you buy. Yeah, the 5 liter, not the little ones, but yeah, and you go and you go, oh, you better fill that up because it's getting a bit low, and that I would not expect to be doing that every 2, 3 months. Seeing that kind of drinking that usage, it's so I'm thinking seals and it's an older car, so it's not surprising. Yeah. So it's probably getting up to 210, something like that now. 200 something. So yeah, so it's done 200K. So, but there's something else. There's something else that must be fixed. So I know it's a pain. When we accelerate, there's a boom at the back, and I understand it's something on the rear axle, a bush, and it needs to be repacked. And I know it's, but every time you accelerate, you hear it. It needs to be fixed. So that's not going to be easy, is it? Tony, he won't remember it. It's been a while now, but that's, he told me that's what it is, and I'd like to get rid of it because every time you accelerate, you hear it. It's a pain in the bum. I understand from my wife, I haven't specifically heard it, but she reckons that the third gear is difficult to get into, so it might be a gear, look at the gears. Third gear's crunching, I think she said. Crunching. Oh, you mean it gut, but you mean it's the gearbox is stuffed, or what do you mean, or do you have to... Yeah. What would be, if that's what it is, what would we do? Okay. Yeah, I understand. But do you do that? Okay. Well, let's talk about it when you get in. Like, just tell us what the impact of it is. I haven't noticed it. She has, so I don't know if it's that bad. I understand. There's that. What else? So it's got new tyres, which was raised last time, so that's not an issue. The only other thing is not really something you've got, but basically for some reason. You might be able, I don't know whether you can, but my wife has had issues with the auto windows going up and down for some reason, but although today it seemed fine. Do you look at that? Is that something? No, she's saying she couldn't get it, like she'd opened it. She was down at Ocean Grove the other day and she opened it, but she couldn't close it. So it might be a motor or something. Can you replace those? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, look. There's a reason I left Subaru screaming. Had a terrible the horror story. So if can I put that on the list of both of the front windows to? That's all right. You can keep the car if you want. If you need to keep the car, you can do so. And there is one more thing coming to mind. I know these are nuisance issues, but I understand there was the kids have had some problems opening the back door. Opening the back door from inside, and it's not the child lock. So if you could just inspect that, see if there's anything going on there in terms of the rear locking. There's something, or maybe that's the window won't go up or down or something, but there's a problem with the one of the back passenger doors operating from. Yeah, it could be another motor. Like it could be a common issue with all of them, like the motors or the fuse or something. Switch. It's annoying. It's an annoyance that we just don't need. But we love the car because, it's a turbo. And they're not making Forester turbos anymore. They're not selling Forester turbos anymore, so I want to look after this one. No, I know. It's gold. Well, that's all of it. That's the kind of the operational issues with it. But all right, so I'm booked into Thursday, the 27th of November, in first thing. But if you need to keep it that day, it would be useful to tell me, because rather than kind of park at the cafe across the road and work, I'll just leave it with you and go home. Okay. So I might have to have a coffee or something across the road until you forget about it. I will say this. For each of the issues I've mentioned, I would like to resolve all of them. I don't want to like come back from something else. So I'll just leave it with you. I'd rather do that. I can do that. Yeah, I can come back the next day. That's probably easier, if there's any doubt. Okay. Thursday, the 27th of November, 8 a.m. Brilliant. Thanks, Matty. All right. You too.